Well, what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really what?
Dressed.
All right. Now, what would you say if it was a man? He really what?
He's really dressed.
All right. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well?
Honky.
All right. Now, you'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy.
And what would you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And what would you call an insect that jumps around in the grass but it's not a cricket?
Grasshopper.
And what would you call it when somebody or someone or something just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went. Well, if a car just came through the schoolyard and just was just going like this all over, just back and forth around the field and ran up into your porch and you were telling somebody about it, you'd say, that car went.
Wow.
Alright. And now, what about if it was an explosion? You might say, pieces of metal went.
Everywhere.
Alright. Now, what would you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Haunted.
And what are the spirits called?
Ghosts.
And what do you call something like a black cat that people might say brings bad luck? Would you call somebody a hoodoo or something like that? Not just the black cat, but anything like that, like a number 13 or anything.
Call it bad luck.
All right. And what do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular. Would you ever call him a hoodoo or a Jonah or something like that?
Jinx.
A jinx, all right.
Yeah.
Well, would you call the something like a black cat a jinx too?
Yeah.
Well, what do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
Legitimate.
A what?
Legitimate.
All right. And what would you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Mold.
And what would you call the body or the case that they put the corpse in into for the burial?
Casket.
And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call a area of flowing water that's smaller than a river?
Lake.
Well, this would be something not like a lake. It'd be just long and flowing.
Pond.
Well, be something
creek.
Yeah, like a creek. And now, what do you call something that's even smaller than a creek?
Branch.
All right. And